You're listening to DraftKings Network.
All right, everybody, this is exciting. Christian, our guest is finally here. Brought that back. Yes, Feels good to say that again.
I'm thrilled. We've been doing more interviews in person.
We tried to do this in person, but this guest only flies private, she told us. So it just made it too expensive for us to do that. But she's absolutely incredible. Let's see, the first signing for the USLW team, Minnesota Aurora FC, also at one point was a place kicker for Vanderbilt University. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible. And I'm intimidated. Sarah Fuller, everybody.
Hey, Sarah, guys. What's up? Thank you so much for having me.
We're absolutely stoked. I mean, there's obviously a lot to discuss because Minnesota Aurora, it's wild. You know, we've been involved in soccer. We started this show in 2015. And the people say it's not about just doing a great show. It's about the friends you've made along the way.
Yes. Who says that?
You've heard that before?
Who says that? What Hallmark card are you reading?
But we've met so many people in Minnesota, going to like either Minnesota United games, just a lot of friends, and now the people that we know, the fans of Minnesota soccer, are now involved in the ownership group of Minnesota Aurora, and this is clearly an exciting time for soccer in Minnesota. But the fact that we have to start with the fact that you are the first signing, you are the face of the franchise.
No pressure.
What does it feel to have that honor?
I mean, that was really cool. And obviously, when I learned about the team and the community ownership, in fact, I think there's like 48 out of the 50 states, like somebody owns part of the team. And I just think that was so cool. And the fact that they reached out to me and wanted me to be one of their goalkeepers, I was like, yeah, I'll do that. Let's go. Let's move up to Minnesota. As long as it's not cold, we're good. So.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Sarah.
I don't know how they pitched it to
what
you.
What part
but,
of Minnesota are you in, fam? Because I feel like cold comes with the territory.
But I'm only here during the summer, so it's
smart,
okay.
Right. Smart. See, this is what I talked about. Flying private, only wants to be in Minnesota during the summer.
Oh, my God.
She's a very tough negotiator, this Sarah Fuller. I mean, look, we have to ask. Obviously, your CV has a few lefts and rights that are typically not expected of a women's soccer player. You got the opportunity. You were the first. You were the first female place kicker and the first female place kicker or the first female points scorer for what is it? A Big Five? What's the conference?
Power Five conference.
Right. Yes. And also, we're from New York. College football,
I know nothing about college sports.
Is not our thing. We do not mean to offend anybody.
Roll Tide, is
that a thing?
I honestly thought a college football team was picked by flipping a coin. I didn't know. People tried out for it. People get very upset with me. I have no idea. No, but honestly, Vanderbilt, a very big school. In fact, we're friends with a comedian named Nate Bargatze. I don't know if you know who that is.
Oh, my God. I love him. Yes.
Yeah, he is Mr. Vanderbilt. Okay, I thought it was his brand. I thought that was his last name until I actually met him. I thought I was like, "Wait, you ain't Nate Vanderbilt? Why are you so big?"
Very wealthy family.
Yeah.
But he loves the school, and obviously, it's a huge deal for you to get a chance to play for the team. Why don't you take us through that moment? Is it something you asked for? Or is it something they asked you? How did this come about?
Yeah, so I'm on the soccer team, obviously, at Vanderbilt. We were going through COVID and everything, and we ended up playing our SEC tournament, and we won all our games, and we won the SEC tournament, which I'm really, really proud of. But during the tournament, I actually had an assist from about midfield. I kicked kicked the ball, and my teammate volleyed it in, and so I guess they were kind of like, well, she can kick. And and then COVID kind of messed up the football team. It took out the entire kicking team essentially, and so all we had was a placeholder and a long snapper. And so they went to the soccer team. Well, first they asked the football team, and everybody's like, well, we can't kick. And then they asked the soccer team, and they were like, to the coaches, like, who do you think would be good for this? And they asked me if I'd be willing to try out. Literally had just gotten back from Alabama from the tournament. and they're like, can you go get your cleats and try out real quick? And I was like, okay, sure. And so yeah, I went out there. I made, I think it was 12 out of 15 field goals, and they were like, okay, yeah, we'll take you.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a pretty good, yeah, good percentage.
I don't know a lot about being a place kicker, but that sounds good, you know.
Yeah, well, especially like for what they kept me for the next game, and I was like, I don't want you guys to keep me just because like I'm a girl and because of all the stuff that's happening. I want you to keep me because I'm useful. And they're like, no, we're actually going to keep you for PATs because you have a better percentage than any of the kickers on the team.
Now, so, hey, when you join the men's football team, do you have to, is it like going to jail? Like you knock out the biggest dude first? Is it like that? Like, how do you assimilate yourself and be like, I'm not here to be played with?
No, they weren't bad at all. They were fantastic. We were making jokes. Like I made jokes to the head football coach. I was like, wow, my boyfriend, he's dating a football player now. like how crazy. Like we never thought that would be the thing. But yeah.
I would have done, if I would have hit, like as soon as practice was over, I would have yelled like, showers, boys, let's go. Sorry, kidding.
I want to see Sarah in like a buying her NFL draft suit, you know, just
gosh.
Purple gaudy
17 buttons.
I would wear the heck out of a power suit. I'd be like, all right, let's go. Yeah. Like, where am I going to? Jerry Jones, I see you. Let's do this thing. Like,
but I mean, we can't be minimize the impact of you playing in these games and kicking for the team, because I would say your life has probably definitely changed pretty dramatically. You have been in obviously different magazines, profiled. You were at the inauguration.
I was involved in it. Yeah,
involved in
it. Because of COVID, I wasn't allowed to attend per se, but mm-hmm. They asked me if I would announce that Kamala would be the first woman vice president. And right. So, yeah, a few weeks before it, I went out and filmed it. And it was funny because I was watching it on TV and everyone's like, how's DC? And I was like, I don't know. I'm in Nashville. I'm just watching it like you are. But no, but it was an incredible experience. So
that's amazing.
To get to do something like that. But it's been an interesting the level of interest and just attention that your life gets. It's almost essentially over the span of just a few weeks. How did that feel for you at the moment? Because it can be challenging to a lot of people. You know, you got a video that goes like, let's say, viral on TikTok, and the comments are wild. So I can imagine something like this at this degree must have been pretty exciting and challenging.
Yeah, yeah. I think, a lot of it when it's happening, I'm still going through finals. So I'm just still like, I have to, you know, write my essays. And
Sarah, you're a football player now. Someone does the studying for you. Don't we know how this works, dude?
Sarah. Oh, my God. No, the school
you graduated.
Actually...
So it's all good. You can say these things now. It's all good.
Oh, you ain't in the school no more. Come on now.
No, the school's actually really great in like making sure, like, hey, you good? Like, let's just like plan everything out that you have and make sure we're tackling it one thing at a time. And then, yeah, I mean, I would take, I think it was like twice a week, I would go in and sit down for like maybe an hour or 2 hours and have different interviews. So I was just constantly doing those things. I mean, it was crazy. Like life changed overnight. It was a little weird too, because people were like finding my parents' phone numbers, like Fox News or ABC or whatever. And they were trying to call them about stuff. And we were like, what is going on?
This is crazy. Yeah, if I ever did anything where they would have to find my mom's phone number, she would pick up and the first thing she'd say is, he didn't do it. Like she knows. Get it out. Get it out right now. Deny, deny, yeah. Deny.
I'm curious. What was the most ridiculous either article or thing? Because this is, you know, you are a young woman, and then to, you know, obviously there was a lot of like stupidity and people with terrible comments, but there was so many positive and uplifting things. But is there anything that stood out to you as like that kind of either absurd, I didn't think my life would get to this point, or that somebody would be saying this about me that isn't necessarily gross or hideous?
Yeah, someone called me a fridge one time. They're like, you look like a fridge. And I was like, that's really stuck with me.
There's a sort of looseness or crassness that the internet will bring that they don't know exactly how it's gonna make people feel, because if you are an offensive lineman and somebody calls you a fridge, the context, you might be like, okay, I think this person thinks I could do my job
right.
Well.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Right. I've prepared my body for this role. You know, if someone called me a fridge, I'd be like, I'm just up here trying to tell jokes, fam. I
don't
know. Why we gotta get personal? You know,
I don't know what that means. Like, yeah, I mean, I try to take it. I'm like, I'm 6'1", I'm 220 pounds. Like, I could take someone out if I needed to, but like a fridge, am I boxy? Like, I don't. You know?
Well, I imagine at the very least being, you know, having a 6'1" frame, being a goalkeeper, playing in USL, and like, who knows if in a couple years you're in NWSL. That's an intimidating goalkeeper. There aren't many goalkeepers that can, you know, that with that wingspan, that height in NWSL and in a lot of women's leagues. But how does that play an advantage into putting, you know, striking a little bit of fear in some of these forwards?
Yeah, I mean, I just own it. I think my entire life people are like, wow, like, I wish I was tall. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm tall. And so I've always loved it. And, you know, I have I saw a post the other day. It was like, when I'm just talking to people, like, this is my personality. And then, like, I'm like a T-Rex out on the field just screaming all the time. And, like, that's definitely how I feel. Like, I get my, like, deep voice going on. So, oh, I take that 100% to my advantage. Yeah, I'm out there to win. And you are not going to win a tackle or a cross or anything like that.
One of the things that I absolutely love about the interview you did with Sports Illustrated was a quote. And this is about you playing soccer as a child, not about your time in American football. This is a quote from you. You said, while laughing, by the way, I think the position of goalkeeper fits my personality. I can be loud and run into people. It's perfect. That sounds like you're talking about American football.
You're playing rugby? What?
That's you as a goalkeeper. I would assume being a goalkeeper is a bit isolating because you're not out there, but you've just said the opposite. One, you're loud, so I guess you're telling your you know, those goalkeepers that when a goal goes in, you immediately yell at your back line. I love that. And two, you run into people. Who are you running into?
Let's clear my way. They gotta get out of the way, kind of thing, you know? Like...
Yeah, we've spoken to probably on our show, we've spoken to probably goalkeepers the most.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
For whatever reason,
we're,
it feels
we're the
like...
best, honestly. We're, you know, we're funny and...
You're also the craziest. I mean, it's perfect for a comedy
show. Yeah, that's
the
goalkeepers. Yes. It's a different breed of human being. There's some... Or maybe it's you know, maybe they feel underrepresented. And when the media team asks who wants to do interviews, the goalkeepers are like, okay, we need to... The goalkeepers union, they raise their glove or whatever. But the... That like stereotype of goalkeepers, you know, we've spoken to plenty, and yes, there is a, you know, this is the job interview, Sarah Fuller, that we're talking to right now. But when they punch in, there's a sort of a different personality. I know that you grew up playing in the midfield, I believe, no, or more up front.
Yeah, when I was younger, like little kids, like. Seemed like a big field to run on at the time. I was midfield, and then they started putting me in goal, and I was offended. I was like, do you guys not think I'm a good enough, like, midfield? And they're like, no, we just think you're a good goalkeeper. And because of that, because they kept putting me in goal, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. So I took a break, and then about a year later, my sister started playing soccer, and I was like, ooh. I'm jealous of that. So I started playing again and found a team and they're like, we need a goalkeeper for an indoor league. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And we ended up winning the championship there from PKs. So I technically won the championship. And they were like, nice. Will you come play like our real league with us and we'll get you a goalkeeper coach. And that's when I started to actually like learn how to be a goalkeeper and what it meant. And no, it's a very interesting position because we joke about it all the time. We were doing 1v1s yesterday and the fact that you have to like shut your brain off from doing what it wants to do. Like it wants to stop. And it's like, why are you putting yourself into danger? And you have to like physically be like, no, we're going to fight through this instead of, you know, flight. Yeah. So yeah, it's a very interesting concept to kind of like tweak your brain and be like, we're going after everything.
Yeah, it is. It's something I envy. I play, Sunday League, and we have a goalkeeper. Our team is all comedians, one of the comedians is a very good goalkeeper.
They're terrible, by the way, just as you expected.
How do you get anything done? I would just be laughing the whole time.
Yeah, they tried to roast the other team to win.
But we had it. So he got hurt. He got hurt, and I had to step in goal.
Oh no!
And I mean, it couldn't be any worse. I just the psychology one, right? Obviously, when somebody's coming after you, I want to run away. But I got humiliated because the player with the ball he has a defender on him, but he's coming towards goal. He's like in like kind of my near post. And then I'm like, oh, he's about to cross it. He's looking at the person he's going to pass it to.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Let me get ahead of this. I'm going to go to the far post because I know he's going to cross it. And he did not cross it. He just shot it into an empty net. So not for me. So with all due respect, it's a very difficult job with saying the least.
Speaking of the type of job it is, like, I was talking to a pilot once, and he said that it's like long moments of boredom sandwiched between two like sheer terror moments, right? The takeoff and the landing. It's like there's nothing happening, then all of a sudden everything is happening.
Yeah.
It seems to me like that's probably the closest description for a goalkeeper if you add running into people for you.
Yes.
But what happens in those moments?
Yeah, we hope an airplane's not running into people.
Yes, exactly. Good point. Yeah. By the way, terrible pilot. how do you deal with those moments of like that lull that comes and then having to sort of pick everything back up and get all your senses back up for, you know, three or four people running at you with a ball? Like, what happens in that moment? How do you gear yourself up for that?
Yeah, well, you're not just standing there the whole time. You're like, I think of it as like playing chess. You're putting your teammates in the right position to where you don't have to actually do any work.
Nice. I like this. Delegate.
I think the best way to put it, like, if I'm not like mentally tired by the end of the game, then I probably did something wrong. I wasn't engaged and focused. And I count my only breaks are when the ball goes like way out of bounds and I can like reset and think about, like, I normally think about like making a sandwich or something. And then I'm like, oh, the game's back on and we keep going. So
that's Alexis's strategy in goal.
It's me in goal going, you know, I don't use arugula enough. Oh no, they're coming.
Sarah, I do want to talk about the new league. Obviously, the USL W league. It is the new second division for women's soccer in the United States. And playing in the league and getting this opportunity. What does it mean to you? What are you what are some of the goals as far as looking to as far as the success of the team and personally for your own career?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm so glad they brought this back and like the way it's set up, because it's pre-pro. So it's the way I've been explaining it to other people is like the minor leagues for baseball, and kind of gives you, an experience and like in a professional environment. And I like speaking for Aurora, it's just been absolutely incredible, the professionalism and just the way like the stadium we're at and how everybody's working and just the kind of people we have on our team. It's been, I don't know, like 10 days of training now, and I've loved every second of it. I've learned a lot, and I definitely think yeah, this league gives you an opportunity to prepare for the next level and, you know, go to the pros and WSL overseas, whatever you want to do. And then we have like a lot of young girls on our team who just want to challenge themselves over the summer. And, you know, they're getting ready to go to college, or they're an undergrad in college, you know, underclassmen, and they're trying to gain that experience. And I just think it's a fantastic opportunity for all of us, for sure. So I think it's really cool, all the stuff that Aurora has, because I've talked to people who play in the NWSL, and I was like, I think we have nicer stuff, and like, we've got it set up a little better. So it's been kind of cool.
It's cool to see. I mean, we talked a little bit about having, you know, fans from all over the country own a part of the team, and you mentioned 48 yeah. states with owners, but it's also cool to see that the team is built player first. And that's something mm-hmm. that we've spoken to a lot of the people we've spoken to Minnesota Aurora about. It seems like the player is the focus. And in fact, you've probably noticed over the last few years, the idea of women's soccer, whether it's here, but almost specifically here, but like even in Europe, it's kind of taken now a bit more of a front seat, and it's a bit more, it's getting a lot more respect and a lot more attention. What are your thoughts on that? Just watching what's happening, seeing how Minnesota Aurora FC has been set up specifically for you folks. And then also the fact that the league and the sport and women's sports across the across the globe are getting a lot more respect.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that we needed was more exposure. I mean, if you put it in terms of like how long men's soccer has been around, it's been around a lot longer than like the NWSL, or, you know. And I think that we're reaching numbers that are equal, if not more, than the MLS in some things. And I think that speaks volumes. And the fact that our, you know, community-owned team is looking for a sellout on our first game. I think they were saying about 5,000 people were going to fill that stadium. And it's insane. And I have to like mentally prepare myself. Like our coaches talked to us today, like, hey, we're going to practice with crowd noise on so you guys can get ready for this. Like, that's how big of a deal this is. And I mean, we're all
is it like practice with, like, they're going to put booze in the noise?
Yeah. No, it's Minnesota.
I better not.
It's very polite. It's Minnesota. It's very polite.
We are going to be so tough.
Do you the crowd noise, is at every sort of aspect of the game? Booze, cheers, you know, bad calls.
A DJ hitting a button. Your goal kick goes out of bounds. Boo.
Oh, my God. I'm not putting you guys in charge of the crowd. We're
trying to build them psychologically, yeah. You know?
It's the sound of me trying to order a pizza slice. They're like, this is not going to happen during a game, Alexis. Shut it off. Obviously, we talked a little bit about women's soccer. Huge news came out today that finally U.S. soccer has made it equal pay for a World Cup bonus and a couple of other things. Why don't you talk about that? Because that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just common sense. They play the same game. It's the same. Like, why not? They need to be paid the same. And so it's frustrating that it took this long. But the fact that we're able to move forward and with the game of soccer, women's soccer growing so much, it's just a really exciting step forward. And I know all the women on that team are very stoked to increase their pay for sure. So yeah, I mean, it's huge. It's huge for women everywhere.
The level of you know, we've had you know, Megan Rapinoe, Allie Krieger, Ashton Harris on the show.
I love them. They're so nice.
They're absolute best. And we've spoken to so many people that have. You know, I don't know if you saw the documentary LFG and even speaking to them about those the work. I mean, it is great that we have finally like reached this moment, but the amount of time and work that was mm-hmm. put into you know, reaching this CBA. I say that to say, like, you're also doing that work, right? You are playing, obviously you are now playing in this league, and this is really the beginning of your professional career, mm-hmm. but the you know, the opportunities and the things that you've already done, whether with Vanderbilt or just being in all these magazines and really just being the face and doing all this work. I mean, it says a lot, because it is part, to me, the way I see it, it is part of the bigger picture of equality in sports overall.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I think that's really kind of you to say, like, I'm kind of moving that forward, because that's all I want to do. I think I was given an opportunity and put in a position where, you know, I have a platform, and I don't ever want to, you know, be seen badly in that light. And all I want to do is support women in sports in any way possible. So that was very kind of you. Thank you.
Every time you were loud and ran into somebody, you moved the needle forward.
Okay. All right, Sarah, I want to get to some of questions from fans. This is Gully Squad. This is our supporters group, the Cooligan supporters group. So we have
the podcast with crowd noise, because they will boo at us if they don't like it.
We need to add those. So this is just a comment. This is from Jess Howen, who she's a Colorado Rapids fan, but she said, she's such a freaking badass. Referring to you, of course.
Thank you.
No question. Just want you to know you a badass.
No question. All right. It's not just questions. It's also statements. All right. This question from David Stewart. He asks, how do you view the role of USLW versus NWSL? And then there's a couple other questions there about favorite EPL club, and then also pineapple on pizza, yes or no? So you could start. Let's start with the last two. Favorite EPL club, if you have one, and then pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
I want everyone to remember she's from the South before she answers the pineapple question. Okay.
Yeah. So for the club thing, I'm really bad about, like, watching soccer outside of soccer, because I'm playing soccer all the time. So I just enjoy all of them. And everybody, every time I say, like, every time I say a specific team, they're like, wrong. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. So.
You gave the most soccer mom answer. I just hope for a good sporting session.
I love all my children equally.
You know? Yeah. What's my favorite team? The one that tries the hardest.
Right. Okay, and then the most serious question of all. I'm not a pineapple on pizza kind of gal. That's just how I am. Yeah.
Well done. This interview can continue.
You are more than welcome to come to New York whenever you want, Sarah. But the David Stewart did also ask, what do you think the role is of USLW versus NWSL? Which you kind of answered, as it being the minor leagues. But do you think there will be an opportunity for some of these players to showcase themselves for these NWSL teams?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think a few of the teams, I know Kansas City, and I want to say Washington Spirit. I know a few of those teams have USLW teams in and of itself. So it's definitely a fantastic opportunity. You have a lot of NWSL people kind of involved in all this. So it's great exposure. If I was an NWSL coach, I'd be looking to the USLW team. I mean, these people have taken their summers and put it into soccer and wanting to get better and wanting to get that exposure. So that's a perfect place to look, for sure.
Very okay. Cool.
I have a question for myself. Just for goalkeepers in general, are there any players that you model your game off of, or players you highly respect or big fans of? I just want to get that perspective a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up watching Hope Solo. Thankfully, I didn't model myself after, you know, some of her character traits.
Off the pitch,
we take the best of other people. We take their wisdom. Yeah.
But I'd say, like, I've been watching Ashton Harris, and I had the honor of meeting her this past December at the NWSL Championship. She's so nice, and her and Allie were just fantastic. So definitely, I've always been keeping an eye on them and watching her and her game. So.
Awesome.
By the way, they're homies with us. We absolutely love Allie and Ashlyn. When we saw them in Orlando, I saw Ashlyn start running towards me. And I'm like, why is she running towards me? And then what was on her shirt started to get higher, and I realized she's jumping into my arms. And I am I'm like, I have to catch Ashlyn Harris, and B, I cannot drop Ashlyn Harris. I was so nervous and freaking out. We had like 17 cameras, and nobody caught this. It freaked me out.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I got to tell you. Okay, so when I met her, my agent was like, hey, we'll have you come up to the box later and like hang out. And so anyways, I was just sitting with my boyfriend, and we were watching the game. Just in the stands, the NWSL championship this past year. And I'm sitting there and someone steps on a ketchup packet and gets ketchup all over my new white sweatshirt. And I was like, great. And then I get a text, hey, come up to our box where we want you to meet everybody. And I was like, great, I have ketchup all over me. So we go up there and I try to get all the ketchup off. And then they're like, okay, here's all this food, like eat food. And I was like, okay, great. So I got a plate of potatoes. And I was eating the potatoes, and then a piece of potato fell on the ground. I was like, oh, no, and I didn't have a napkin. So I just picked it up, and in walks Ashlyn Harris. And they're like, here, Sarah, here's Ashlyn Harris. And I have potato in my hand. And I'm like, literally, this is what I said to her. I have potato in my hand. And then she shook my hand, and she's like, that's okay. Nice to meet you. And she, like, takes the potato and, like, goes like
this. Adorable.
Like, how do you recover from that? What do you start running into people and being loud?
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I don't normally, like, now that I've kind of, like, been around, I'm not saying, like, I've been around a lot of celebrities and everything, but, like, been around that kind of environment, I don't get nervous, but I was nervous to meet them because, like, I grew up watching them. Like, how could you not? And yeah, of course, I just ruin it with, like, potato on my hand. But they were so nice, like, absolutely the kindest people ever. They probably, you know, speak about the potato incident on their end.
Next time we meet them, we're going to be like, yo, we just had Sarah Fuller on the show. Ashlyn's going to be like, you mean potato in my hand? Yeah, I remember her.
Potato in my hands. Oh, yeah.
Terrible way to be a goalkeeper, get a potato in your gloves. But she's doing her thing, you know?
Oh, my goodness. No,
ketchup shirt? No. Potato man. No, it's the same girl. What?
I was a walking French fry is what I was.
We did an event, we were hosting an event, and they were there as well. And it was Ashlyn and Allie and also Samuel Eto'o, the legendary footballer that played
everywhere
in England and Spain. So I remember growing up playing FIFA with Samuel Eto'o and stuff like that. And when we were all in the same room together, more nervous around Allie and Ashlyn than Samuel Eto'o.
Nobody's talking to Samuel Eto'o.
The presence.
Nobody. We were all talking to Allie and Ashlyn.
Incredible. Okay. All right.
Hold on. I have a question from MJ Lee. And by the way, look, you see my face. The way I'm going to ask this question, I'm going to sound like an absolute creep. But I want you to know this is being asked by a woman. Okay,
yeah, a soccer mom.
Okay.
So I want you to know, even though I look like I'm ordering a sandwich at a deli at all times, this is not the guy asking the question. This is from a soccer mom.
Okay.
Sarah Fuller, how much weight can those thighs and glutes press? Okay. Now again, I sound like a freak. Okay, but that is a proper soccer mom who's asking that question.
Wants to know. It's okay. so I can't do like squats. Well, I can now. I had like a back problem, but I'm more into like deadlifting. And I had a post one time. I think I was deadlifting like 250 or something. And I posted, I was like, I can lift your mans. Like, I just.
Wow.
I like you so much.
You know what? You can lift up two men. Yeah, two of them.
Why don't you just take your boyfriend's sweatshirt? He ain't gonna say no to you, yo. She held me up. What am I supposed to do?
Incredible. MJ, she did ask another question. She said, how much did weight training help you develop your kick for either soccer or football?
Yeah, obviously I've primarily soccer, so it helps a ton. When I was in high school, I was a little stick and probably could have been pushed over a lot easier. And then you get into college and you start doing the college lifting and you're like, what happened? Like, I can't fit into any jeans. Like, I have to throw out all my shorts. Like, Yeah, I went up several sizes in my pants just because of lifting. So, and I it won't go away. It won't go down. It just keeps going up.
our friend Soccer Girl Probs, they're constantly posting about how the thick thighs either save lives or ruin their lives. What is going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. As a soccer player, it's just like, I think all of us, we have thick thighs. It's, everybody's like, we need new jeans. Like, it's just a struggle. It is what it is.
We need to come up with Soccer Girl Drip as opposed to Soccer Girl Probs, bro. We need to sell jeans. Thick thigh jeans, bro.
That's also been a big, you know, especially the last couple, like maybe 2-3 years, the fashion, the fits of how to arrive to games. We've been seeing it a lot from Gotham FC. We see Angel City, San Diego, Orlando. It's a big part of the marketing campaign. And how to just, not even just the campaigns for the teams, but how to just build your own brand. Is that something that you're thinking of arriving fashionably to matches?
So while I think that is so cool, I also just like wearing Nike shorts and t-shirts all the time. and I'm terrible with shopping. I'm terrible with finding clothes that like are cute and like, you know, I like being comfortable, so that's just me. But yeah,
this is the origin story of how Sarah Fuller starts her clothing line. You know what I mean? You're ready, you're like, no, I just couldn't really find anything, and then boom, now you're on the cover of Vogue.
Right. Sarah Fuller's in a conference room, like, you know how there's no pockets in dresses? What if the dress was made out of all pockets? The whole thing is pockets. Also sweatpants. All right, I'm out. Y'all work on that.
last question. This is from Drew Turo. He asked a question. He's from Minnesota. He said, have you tried a Juicy Lucy yet?
Know what that is? If you don't know what it is, it's what Minnesota is known for, or Minneapolis. It is a cheeseburger where the cheese is inside the beef patty. So when you bite into it, it oozes out. I don't know where I got the nickname from, but Juicy Lucy. This is what they're proudest of up in Minnesota. Look, it's cold for a long time up there. You got to forgive them.
They come up with crazy stuff. No, I have not tried that, and I will try it. I will find a place like now to go try that, because that sounds really good.
Well, can you do us a favor? Could you tag us in your reel or TikTok review of this Juicy Lucy so we can share it with our fans?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
We did have one at Blue Door. We went to Minnesota at the Blue Door, which pub. I think is it still open? For some reason, I thought it was closed. I feel like somebody told me that.
I believe it's where it was invented, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, please let us know.
Blue Door.
Blue Door. Okay. I will look into that. I will.
Okay.
Give my full and honest review of a Juicy Lucy.
Listen, Minnesotans are sitting at the edge of their seat right now.
Oh, this one is a funny one. This is also from MJ Lee, but I think because
I know what you're about to ask, and I wasn't gonna ask you this because I don't want you to think I thought of it.
No, I think it's pretty funny. So the question. So when we told our fans like we're gonna ask, you know, what questions would you like to ask? I usually always post a photo, and the photo I used was the one of you holding the ball with an intimidating face. You have the gloves on. You're looking pretty mean. And her question was, does she have to practice looking mean, or does it come naturally?
No, it comes very naturally. That is my face. Like, even in high school, people would come up to me and be like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. Like, I'm doing great. Like,
okay. I'm glad
for
we sorted
someone
it out.
Who
yes.
smiled through this entire interview. I don't want to be there when you make that switch. I like to be loud and run into people, says a 12-year-old Sarah Fuller. You know, being mean comes naturally. Please, I want to be there only when you're happy.
Absolutely incredible. Sarah Fuller, thank you so much for joining us. This has been super cool. I know, yeah, this is obviously the season is starting and you'll be playing soon. And obviously there's a lot of training. Thank you for waking up early after a tough practice. But yes, we want to wish you the best of luck in this Minnesota Aurora inaugural season. It's going to be really, really exciting. You want to let people know, the game. I don't know if the game is sold out yet, but anything you want to let people know about personally or with the team as well, just to give them a little plug?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think it's quite sold out yet, but our first game is May 26th at TCO Stadium. That's where the Vikings train. So we're super excited about it. And if you can come out, then come out to a game, come say hi, give me a high five. I'll be nice. I won't yell at you.
And please put some potato in her hand. Have some respect when you see her.
Some payback.
What would be great if some people in the stands bring potatoes to know.
Let them know
you saw her on the Cooligans and you are a fan of Sarah Fuller.
For every clean sheet at Minnesota Aurora, I want potatoes being thrown on the field. I want Kennebecs. I want Golden Idaho. I want them all.
Okay, we need to start a little tradition.
We got that one.
And we're just gonna see Ashlyn in the stands holding a potato. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Where can people follow you?
Social media, Instagram, Twitter. I repost anything women's sports. So if you're into that or you want to repost it too, go and do that. I sometimes make funny TikToks. You can follow me there.
All right. What's your handle? Cool. What's your handle?
I don't know. You can look up Sarah Fuller. Sarah Fuller. I got the check mark. So you're good.
Let's go. Look, she got it before we did.
Ay, famosa.
Sarah, this has been an absolute honor. Thank you so much. And again, best of luck this season in goal.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.